This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports next target in the town of Rafah is likely as Israel steps up its offensive. The area is already jammed with fleeing Palestinians.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says...
The United States Senate will consider an emergency aid package for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other allies, but the fate of Ukraine aid is uncertain in the Republican-led House, with former President Donald Trump opposing it. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz was at the White House Friday to discuss how to best help Ukraine. We get more details from VOA's Cindy Sain.
Owners of military aid to Ukraine. U.S. aid has been stalled for weeks in Congress, with many Republican lawmakers opposing it. One expert told VOA that Scholz and Biden might get creative when it comes to helping Ukraine.
There will be, you know, perhaps ways in which Germany and the United States can creatively think through this question, that if Germany has the money and the United States has the munitions and the materiel, that there might be ways of assisting and aiding Ukraine even without Congress approving the money. There might be other channels and other mechanisms.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa confronted some of his country's deep problems in his annual State of Nation speech in Parliament, but he claimed ahead of elections later this year that his ruling African National Congress Party was making progress. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is continuing to bash a U.S. Justice Department special counsel report into the president's mishandling of classified documents, which also raise questions about his memory. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the Biden classified documents.
The report describes the 81-year-old president's memory as hazy, fuzzy, faulty, poor, from Vice President Harris.
Clearly politically motivated. Gratuitous.
To Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
That part of the report we don't think lives in reality.
To the White House Counsel's Office.
We just reject that this is true.
The report found evidence private citizen Biden willfully held and shared highly classified material but will not face criminal charges. White House Counsel spokesman Ian Sam says that was the right call, that the president will take actions to safeguard such materials during presidential transitions.
To ensure that there are better processes in place.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senegalese security forces on Friday clashed with crowds of protesters opposed to the delay of a presidential election as the justice minister rejected allegations that the postponement was an attempted power grab. Details from Reuters' Christy Kilburn.
Parliament voted to push the February 25th vote back to December, sealing an extension of President Macky Sall's mandate that has provoked fears that one of the last remaining democracies in coup-hit West Africa is under threat. Demonstrators waved Senegalese flags and chanted slogans like, Macky Sall is a dictator.
Macky Sall, you don't know. Macky Sall.
Sall, who has reached his constitutional limit of two terms, said he delayed the vote due to a dispute over the candidate list that threatened the credibility of the electoral process. Some critics accuse him of trying to cling to power, while the West African bloc and foreign powers have criticized the move as a break with Senegal's democratic tradition.
That's Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. The United Nations chief is urging the international community to mobilize and do everything possible to stop the war in Sudan, saying what is happening is horrible. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that there is no military solution to the conflict between forces supporting rival generals that began in mid-April of last year. And he stressed that continued fighting will not bring any solution, so we must stop this as soon as possible. He said, told a UN press conference that it's time for the head of Sudan's military and the commander of the paramilitary rapid support forces to start talking about ending the conflict, which has killed at least 12,000 people. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.